Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Solar Sales Uncensored. I am your host, Aaron Browning, and I am excited for today's lineup. We have my good friend, fellow leader in our amazing company, Mr. Emmett Summers. Before I turn it over to him, I want to give a quick intro. In today's topic, really the guts, the premise of what we're going to talk about is all about breaking barriers in solar. And really, we're going to highlight Emmett's journey from Sunrun VP, Vice President of Sales, to a power pioneer and really leading the charge with what we're doing over here at Power. For those of you that don't know, Emmett's been in the game for over 25 years, 17 years of that. He's going to kill me for saying all this. It is what it is. 17 years of the 25 is all in leadership as executives for various companies. Primarily Sunrun was the big one. He's created over 5,000 jobs in the solar industry. 5,000 jobs. How freaking amazing is that? He's already done over 100,000 projects, once again, in the solar industry. Best part about him, though, he's an amazing leader. His track record speaks for itself, but he's an awesome human being. He's become an awesome friend. He has 4 kids, and he is a grandfather of 3 as well. Emmett, how the heck are you, sir?
Couldn't be better. If I was any better, I'd be twins. Or you.
Careful what you wish for, my friend. Everything going well in your world?
As long as I'm vertical, I thank God. And I appreciate your leadership. I love the uncensored fact of this whole premise and podcast you do. And I welcome anybody who's listening to it to have an open mind and open heart.
I love that, man. I love that. Really excited for today. I've gotten to know you, what I would say, quite well, considering we're virtual right now, but over the last 60 days or so of you really helping us lead the charge, not only nationally, but more specifically, we're close by where you and I live in the Virginia, Maryland, DMV region. That's where you and I met. And I'm just excited, man. You are a wealth of knowledge, but you always come from contribution. And that's not always the case for people who are so far ahead of so many. So before we even start, I just want to say thank you, man. Thank you for leading from the front.
Always start with gratitude and end with gratitude. Those are my brackets of the day, every day and every night. Get up before the sun shines, say hello to the sun, listen to the sounds of dawn. You're a good man, Aaron. I appreciate you, this platform, what you're doing, the folks you brought on board. That's a bigger legacy than selling solar. Bigger legacy.
Yeah. So Matt props you. Appreciate it, man. It's about impact. It's a word you and I talk about a lot. And today's main talk is really going to be about building organizations, recruiting, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
Before we jump into that, Emmett, if you don't mind, and I hit the cliff notes and sorry, but I had to let the people know who you are for those that didn't know. Give us your quick story, if you don't mind, a little bit about your background and why you decided to move over to Power.
52 years young. I think I'm going to be 52 for the rest of my life and never celebrate another birthday. 4 kids, 3 grandkids, my greatest joy. Joy is eternal. Happiness comes and goes, right? Born in the Philippines, small fishing village. We didn't even have money. We just walked to the market every day and we trade what we had in the backyard for what they had in the market. So I thank my ancestors for that. I beat cancer a couple times. Supposed to be a doctor. I quit med school and then ended up doing business at University of Maryland. Go Terps, fear the turtle. And essentially started my own business after I worked at Fortune 500 for a while. Gateway, Dell, T-Mobile, and then, of course, Marengo, REC, and Sunrun. And now, Power.
Everybody notice the voice, the inflection? I love that. How excited you got. How was your time over at Sunrun? This is uncensored, so hopefully that's okay.
No, it was great. I wouldn't trade it for the world. We had the dream team. If anybody watches basketball and anybody followed Jordan and Johnson and Bird and Barkley and Drexler and Robinson and Ewing and Malone and Stockton and Pippen and Mullen and Leitner. That was one of the best teams ever. We had a great team over there. It started at REC. Paul Winowski was our CEO at REC. He's now at Power.
Yep.
Ethan Miller was my counterpart in operations. He's now at Power. And there's probably, I think, 672 people from Sunrun now at Power, if I'm counting right.
Wow.
Many of
success
them
are clues. Love that. Love that. How long have you officially been at Power?
Officially a year and a half, full time a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's everything been? Nothing's perfect, but obviously your energy.
It's construction business. Now, great question. I think the platform is amazing. It gets better every day. I like glitches. I believe in the matrix, and you got to break the matrix to fix the matrix, right? And we have a wonderful team that responds to our feedback loops, and Jonathan and the whole crew that leads us are very reactive and proactive to the needs of the team, both installers, reps like you and me, organizational builders, and of course, our product partners and engineers. So I've loved it. Certainly, there's some projects that haven't gone exactly well, but geez, if you've been in business for 20 years like I have, it is what it is. So I love it.
Yeah, I love that you said that. It's part of the reason we're paid the big bucks. We solve big problems. We're putting out fires. I say it every podcast. It just reminds me of real estate. So I'm cut from that cloth. I get it. Obviously, you're a seasoned vet. Part of the reason you get it. We can ride with the ups and downs. But that's amazing. And I totally agree with you. Nothing is perfect. If anyone's talking to you about their company and they've been open for some time and they're telling you it's perfect, they're lying. Or they haven't been affiliated long enough. Yeah. Nothing is. It's just the truth. I'm all about adaption. Yeah. How quickly are we solving problems? How quickly are we addressing problems so they don't become problems down the road again? And that's something I think we crush at Power.
I agree. And I would definitely agree that Power is uncensored. And sometimes they think about my corporate past and how we had to be so perfect about wearing the right suit and showing up at the board meeting and saying the right thing. Power's not about that. Power's all about, hey, let me just tell you, it's like, that's family right there, familia.
Yeah, that's a great segue too, brother, because as co-owners, you and I are co-owners in Power. Mm-hmm. Anyone that partners with us is, and I love that. I'll never work for a company I don't have an ownership stake in, ever. I think we all work way, way too hard. What I love about that though is one Wednesday a month, we have one coming up this week where we do our masterclass, and there's always a keynote with our CEO, Jonathan Budd. He talks from the hip. Mm-hmm. He'll give us the wind, then he's like, here's a hurdle we got to overcome. That is transparency that I don't know of any other company, much less solar company, has.
It's wicked tuna, brother. It's wicked cool. And that's how we operate within my team. All of us are CEOs. We have 9,000 CEOs in this company. And they build a culture, but they build a culture upon culture. I'm mixed. I'm Filipino-American. I love my Filipino roots, my American roots, but I'm building my own roots. I love that about what we're doing. Very few companies are as transparent as we are. And they're fearless about it, which means you always get the truth.
Yeah, it's an open book. Where we stand, what direction we're going, what we're looking to overcome. It's refreshing. It really is, especially being an owner. Let's jump into the recruiting. Anyone that follows me knows that is my love language. I love team building. Wasn't always that way. So I really want to start with, and I've seen you present on this on the national stage. And that's really why I reached out to you. I wanted you to bring it in. Something you have coined as the 10 C's. But before we jump into what those are and how it's going to help our audience today, what does recruiting mean to you? What's the definition? What's a simple way to explain
it? Yeah, the definition is really simple. Look it up. Google it right now if you don't believe me. It's about enrolling someone for a cause, period. And our cause is to create the greatest transfer of wealth in the history of this century or more by giving people the ability to power their lives in an amazingly new way. And saying no to the monopolies, while we needed them to build this country, in my humble opinion, it's time to change, right? It's time to change. To me, that's why I get up. Power is a platform. We just happen to sell solar and batteries and all kinds of cool stuff now, but who knows? Who knows what we're going to have there? It's about building that better grid. Yeah, well, first thing about recruiting is, who do you want on your dream team? I just mentioned one of my favorite sports on that team. Sorry, Aaron. And then the second thing is, what are you signing him up for? That's the first thing in recruiting. Then there's the 10 C's.
Yeah, two things you said there. And one I really want to focus on. And obviously, I've heard your definition of it. The reason I wanted the audience to hear it. I like the whole part about getting someone to support a cause. And the reason I like that for anyone struggling with team building and recruiting, when you make it so it's not about you, notice Emmett didn't say, so I can win an award, so I can have the biggest team inside of Power, the biggest team at this company. That wasn't what he said. It was about building an organization that are all supporting, all trying to drive a cause, a change, whatever that looks like. Obviously, ours and renewable energy and what he just mentioned. But I love that. And I really wanted to dive on that because anyone struggling with it, I want you to rework your mindset. And I had that struggle for years in my real estate business. I think the R word, the recruiting word, can be negative to most people. It doesn't have to be. If you're doing it with good intention, you believe you have something that can bless a lot of people, you're selfish not to share it.
I agree. Recruiting is multi-generational. You change people's lives when you recruit.
Ooh.
And you said 5,000 people. I don't know if it's 5,000 or 7,000. I don't even count. But I do remember the folks that were homeless or were going to lose their mortgage. I remember the people who did not have a job that they loved. And I still get a Christmas card from them. And that's enough, right? Recruiting and sales is a sacred calling. Recruiting and sales is a sacred calling. We change people's lives forever. It's a ministry. It's multi-generational. And if you look at getting up in the morning to sell solar, that's one thing. God bless you. Joe Hawley, if you're out there, giving you a shout out. Top rep of all time in solar, in my humble opinion. Rick Joseph, top recruiter. Tom Cotter, your team, Aaron, everybody. But they don't get up in the morning to sell solar. They get up in the morning to change the life and the universe. And to me, if that's the passion that you have, that's the passion you're going to create. Make sense, Aaron?
100%, man, 100%. Let's talk about the how. Heard you reference it reminds you of fishing. What does that mean?
What's that?
I heard you say that the how, it's a lot like fishing, which I
it
also
is.
Love.
Yeah.
So what does that mean to you?
So I didn't really have an active father in my life when I grew up, but one of the things he told me to do when I was 7 was to read The Old Man and the Sea by Ernest Hemingway. It's a pretty good book if you haven't read it. And the cliff notes are, it goes out, he lands a marlin, brings the marlin back. Marlin gets eaten by sharks, but he's still happy and he survives. All right. So when you're looking at recruiting, the first thing you need to do is decide who's on your dream team. Is it Jordan, Johnson, Robinson, Mullen, Leitner, Malone? Who's on your team? And why do you want that team? Right? On my team, we have a bunch of people who are just closers. We have a bunch of people who are just lead generators. We have a bunch of people who are roofers, including my daughter's roofing company in California. So you got to decide what team you want to field because you are the CEO of your company. So it starts there. And then you follow the C's. Now go through the 10 C's quickly or however you want me to. You're the boss.
Yeah, something when you talk about the fishing and your analogy of it, I teach this a lot. It's about knowing your audience. And I hear all the time with recruiting, especially people who are struggling, they're trying to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
And I think it's such a disservice for so many reasons. One, if you're a voice to everybody, you're a voice to nobody. And I would challenge anybody listening, prove me wrong on that. It's a fact. It's non-debatable. The second thing is, and arguably bigger, right? This is a selfish reason. I want to attract people who are wired like me, who want to get after this thing, who want to be pushed, who want to chase for awards and accolades and have massive organizations and leverage and income and say yes more to the people they love than they say no.
Yes.
And that's not when you speak to everybody. So I think there's some congruency that comes with knowing your audience and really getting intentional about that voice. It's powerful.
Aaron, having grown up and born in a fishing village, literally a mile from one of the most beautiful beaches in the Philippines, my father taught me how to swim by throwing me in the ocean. You either go fishing for fish or you go fishing for the fish you want. If you want marlin, you got to have the right bait. You got to have the right tackle. You have to have the right team to do that. So if you guys are fishing and gals, or fishing for anybody, have fun. But we're getting serious about how you fish for marlin or tuna or ahi or whatever else you want to fish for, right? You feel me there, Aaron?
100%. So let's talk about these 10 C's. Yeah. I really want to give people takeaway, something they can act on to grow their business. The first C, if I'm not mistaken, is clarity. Is that correct?
It is. We just talked about that. Make sure you know what you're fishing for. Make sure you have the right bait.
The why, the how. Yep. Okay. And then the second one is campfires and clubs. What in the God's name does that mean?
Go where the fish are. One of the techniques we had at RSC and Sunrun. And I give you props to the folks who invented it, but I'm not going to name them right now because I don't want to embarrass them, but they're still at Sunrun, but they'll come over, is that we used to do campfires in San Diego. And campfires were people congregated in San Diego, beautiful city, to hang out and talk. And we had campfire Thursdays. And bring your own beer, bring your own s'mores, or whatever. But you attract the fish. Be chased. Do not chase. That's what I mean by campfires and clubs. Fish like the light. They want the fire. Be chased. Do not chase.
Yeah, I love that. It's definitely something that's important to me. I call it attraction marketing. Mm-hmm. Part of my success is I wake up most days to people inboxing me, texts, DMs, emails, whatever, Facebook, asking for more information. Why are you so fired up? What in the heck are you doing? How are you changing lives? It's by sharing that story. It's by having that light on. It's by having the campfire be visible. And I will challenge you too, not you, but the audience, when you're waking up to an inbox of messages where people seek you out for information, it changes your posture. Now, I am very selective. There are people daily, I don't say daily, at least weekly, where I will say, hey, is that a fit for what we're building? I'm not saying you're not fit for power, just not fit for my organization. And I love that. Like, I mean it. I love that. I only want to get business people that are like-minded, that really want to get after it. And that's why I love that C, the campfire and clubs. It is about attraction, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that about you too. The scarcity of leads, scarcity of time. I met a really cool dude, one of the guys that started Top Golf a week ago. And he told me, I told him, I said, the only thing we have in common, you and me, is we have 20.
Was he a British guy?
What's that?
Is he a British guy?
Yeah. You know him.
What's his name? I do.
Okay. We know him. Anyway. So anyway, he's, no, you're wrong. I'm like, I'm Mother Teresa, recovering Catholic for the rest of my life. And I go, break it down. He goes, the only reason that you and I have 24 hours in common is if you were the asset. The only reason that any human being can ever say they have 24 hours in common is if you're the asset. The key in life is to build more assets. And that's one of the great things that power does. It's one of the things I've learned by hiring 5,000 people and training them. By looking at my job as more of a leadership job than a selling job. You feel me there?
Yeah, yeah. That's a big one. And that could be a whole different podcast. It really could. That was my epiphany with it. This is prior to Solar, but really when I changed my mindset on recruiting and team building, I agree with the mission, everything else, but it's also a form of leverage. And I'll give you guys an example. I'm under the weather right now. Summer cold. I don't get it. My family's away. I haven't even left the house. I've been locked away for 3 weeks as they're out in Europe doing their thing. So how I got sick is a whole different conversation. But I'm not running proposals today. I'm not door knocking today. Yet I will have income coming in for my Solar organization because of the recruiting, because of the 10 C's. And when you start to get a taste of that, we're not telling anyone to stop selling if that's their dream and that's what they want to do. I like to show people that you can also build this up to where you, and I say this, revenue share in our model, to where you have income coming in and it gives you choices. If you want to take a week off and you still want income coming in, you have that through leverage, through team building. Without it, it's all about you.
Amen. And I don't want to brag, but we were talking about this before the warm-up, but we just closed a $150,000 deal in Maryland. Bill Swap, he moved all of his, not all, but $150,000 from his 401k to this cash deal with 120-plus panels and about $38,000 in margin.
Okay, I want to be crystal clear on this for people who were not listening. He did, when he says just now, we're talking 5 minutes before.
DocuSign is on my email right now, sir.
Yep. Five minutes before we film this today, $38,000 commission, clients ecstatic. You're going to hear us talk about commissions and dollars. I want to be really clear on that too. And with our company, our model, the client wins, and so do we. And so do we. Because we give the lion's share of the money back to the person that sold the job, in this case, Emmett. So I want to be crystal clear. It's not a gouge or anything like that. Client won big time. But 38 grand for an hour-long presentation, my friends, if you're thinking about Solar, just stop thinking
and
jump.
Yeah, and Alan Hopps said Craig Bloom, because he and I do a farmer's market every Sunday in Bethesda. And we're out there sweating for 4 or 5 hours, and the client was the florist next to us. We buy flowers, and we go 5 minutes for flowers, $100 worth of flowers, and we sit down and we pitch them. So,
love that.
Little hack.
Four hours in the sweat base to earn 38 grand. Throw it in the chat, whether it's on YouTube or traditional podcast. Let us know if you can relate. It's all about getting belly to belly and face to face. The next C is chat. What is that?
It means just talk about life. Don't sell. Period.
Like rapport building and things like that?
No. Be a human being. That's all it is.
I've heard you talk a lot about asking questions.
Yeah. Questions are the most important thing is in life. I mean, one of my favorite books I have behind me now, Tribe of Mentors, shameless plug for Tim Ferriss, is all about asking the right questions in life. He did an exercise where he asked 11 questions to thousands of people in the world, and they answered them. And those 11 questions, or maybe for you it's 5 or 3, are important questions to have in your toolkit whenever you meet somebody at the campfire.
Love that. We talked about this. I think we trained on this on the Virginia call last week. It took me a long time to learn this. I learned it through real estate again. It's not who talks the most that is controlling the conversation. It's the one that's asking the questions.
Yeah.
if I'm trying to get in a relationship with Emmett, I'm asking the questions. If all goes well, out talking me 70-30 at least. Emmett's feeling it because I'm getting to know him. He's excited. He's instantly drawn to me. Yet because I'm the one asking the questions, I'm controlling what we're talking about.
Yes.
And that mindset, once again, I was like, ooh, I got to lean in on this. I got to get really good with questions. So I 100% agree with you, Matt. Talk about the climb, the next C, the journey.
Yeah, so when you built the rapport and you asked the right questions, the next thing you want to know is you want to know what their journey's been. I told you a little bit of mine, but you know, you probably do, you know, 10 Star Wars trilogies or whatever about it, but who cares? I care.
When you say journey, is that more the past or is it the past and the future, like where they want to go?
You're sitting in the campfire, you're talking to somebody, maybe you have an adult beverage or a cigar or something like that, and you ask them, tell me about your client. And I go, client? I go, yeah, because everybody has a story. It's interesting when you look at life and you look at people, and Aaron, I give you tons of props. I didn't even know 10% of your story, but I respect you, is that you want to. You want to know, were they born in the fishing village? You want to know, did they beat cancer like it did twice? You want to know, what were the things that made them who they are? What are the things that forged them? And you want to dwell on that. A lot of people don't like to brag, but you can pull that out of them. Now you bond at a different level. That's what I mean by climb. We've all
love that, man.
Gone through stuff. And Aaron, you just posted something I thought was amazing. And I've gone through some health challenges as well. I've been up and down. Best shape in my life so far. God
bless.
That's
awesome.
But no, that's what I'm talking about in terms of climb. Make sense?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Talk about the next C, which is culture. Something I love. I think culture is so freaking important. What does it mean in the context of recruiting and attraction?
So what's it like? Where are you working now? What you're doing? Our culture here, we get to define it. We're thermostats. We set the temperature in the room because we're all CEOs. In other companies, especially when I was in corporate, you walked into a room and if it was cold, you couldn't change the temperature, right? And at Power, I found that it's been very freeing and liberating that we can build on a great culture and then nuance it into our own.
Yeah, the other piece of culture, and I had a coaching session yesterday with one of my mentors. Her name is Jessie Lee Ward, just a phenomenal woman. For those of you that don't know her, don't follow her, you definitely should. She's on all social medias. Just Google, you'll find her. She talks about culture in a sense that I've never thought about it. And hearing you say it, I'll share it with you. People want to know about the culture before joining. And so I love that you're bringing this up in recruiting. I never thought about it that way. I never thought about it that way. I thought our culture was what our team does. So many people want to know what it's like. Emmett, if I link up with you, I lock arms with you, like what do I get being on your team versus another team at Power? And that goes back to that culture. So as leaders, you got to create the culture for one, but two is you got to share it. You got to talk about it. Right before we just filmed it, I'll give an example. I did a behind the scenes. Part of the reason I was 2 minutes late, I apologize, Emmett, I'm never late. I was showing people the setup of what this episode was going to look like with Emmett. Mm-hmm. People want to know about that. They want to see the behind the scenes before we push record. And so I want to start doing a better job. I'm challenging myself from that coaching call yesterday to get better at not only creating culture, but sharing the culture, really letting people look behind that curtain of what's so special about our individual teams, but also Power as a whole.
And shameless plug, that's why we have Power Days and that's why we have Power Hours, right? You want to get in where everybody is. You want to see the inside. You don't want to see the interview tour. And how many times have you been in corporate America where they say, oh, this is our culture. This is what we're going to do. Hey, it's awesome. Blah, 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 right? Blah, 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 blah. And then you get in, you're like, what happened? Our transparency with Power Days and Power Hours and market development meetings, I think, is very unique. I don't think you will find that in corporate America. And if you're listening and you're in corporate America, you're probably nodding your head.
Yep, totally agree. The next C that you talk about is critique and the role of critique. My humble opinion, this is a stage that appears to be innovative, an innovative part of your process. Can you share how this openness and feedback has improved your recruiting?
Yeah, I punch it in the face. My mom told me when I was a kid, if you're going to kiss a girl, lean into it, right? So you lean into the four freedoms.
So, what are the freedoms?
So that's when you say, hey, so how's your time? And that's one of our freedoms, right? How's your earnings? How's your location? Do you feel significant? The four freedoms. That's the transition. And Aaron, you know this.
Take a deep dive on that. First one you said was time.
Yeah.
Give me an example. What are you hearing when you ask that question?
Personally, I say, hey, listen, when I was at Sunrun, I worked 18 hours a day and I had to be in every meeting or otherwise I get fired, right? Now I have days where I don't work, where I work from the beach. There are days that I wish there was more than 24 hours. That whole paradigm shift is huge. And when you get into a real good conversation at the campfire, you've done the five or six C's before this, then it gets real. Now you're closing.
We're going to talk about the other three. I want to talk about time too. I haven't shared this. I applaud you for sharing that, how your journey was locked in an office, mandatory meetings, things like that, and how you've transitioned to freedom. It's his shirt, by the way, and this is important. You couldn't hire me. Like I tell people all the time, I'm unemployable. If I have to be somewhere, literally I have, as of right now, I believe I have one meeting, and it's us leading the Virginia market, where it is like a set schedule that I can't control. Like that, it's a week. Here's the other one I have not shared. I work 3.5 days on my business for Solar Icons of Power. 3.5 days a week. Monday, Tuesday is my podcast day all day. Wednesday, Thursday, and then I work until noon on Friday, my friends. Yep. Like if you want to talk about freedom, and we have a massive organization, hundreds and hundreds of people. I'll close 100 deals this year. And that's off 3.5 days. And so the fact he touched on what it is for most people, sorry, I get passionate about this. There are so many people driving from appointment, knocking doors, and I respect all of it. I love that. If that's your dream, that's your vision, keep doing it. But just know if that's not and you're tired, there's also a better way.
Yeah, Aaron, I'm going to get real uncensored with you for 2 minutes. My mom has been to the emergency room a few times in the few months that I've been back in D.C. My dad, I watched Indiana Jones with him last week. My kids and grandkids are all over the country. I can do this job anywhere. And it's not even a job, right? Every week's different. And you look at the week, you schedule it like you do, and you say, okay, I got these three meetings, four may be mandatory. You have to be at it. But you live life.
Yeah.
I feel you, brother.
I love it. Appreciate you opening up. I hope your parents are doing better. Thanks. So you talk about the freedoms. The first one was time. What was the second one?
Of course.
Location, which you touched on, that you're able to do.
Yeah, a lot of people I bring on board from solar companies, and we brought a group on board, four people from a local solar company here in Maryland. They just came on in 2 days. Is they just got tired of driving 2 to 4 hours a week. And they said, yeah. Well, we can sell outside of Maryland. I said, yeah, you just got 20 other states and Puerto Rico and Hawaii, of course, which is a state, but they were blown away.
Yeah, that's the ultimate one. And that's one of the pushbacks I get is there's so many solar pros who are stuck in the old school way, I call it what it is, where they're used to the belly to belly. You can do that. And there are people on both of our teams, both of our companies that do that. But with our model, if you want freedom, I'm going to be very transparent again. You got me fired up on freedoms. I love it. I've never left my house to run an appointment. I mean, I've been in like a hotel or something like that. I've never done a physical appointment. I'm looking at my neighbor's house behind me in my studio. Of course, he has solar. If I'm going to look at a house, I better look at panels. God bless him. If he ever listens to this, he said, do you want to come over? Do you want to have a beer on the deck? I didn't even do it. I'm not in a knock for those that do. I said, no, we do everything over Zoom. I want to control my environment. When I have a no-show, and yeah, I still have no-shows when you're running appointments and leads, guess what? I hang out in my office 5 minutes, there's a no-show, I go back out to my beautiful family in the living room. There's no commute, there's none of that. That's my life, that's my choice. And that's what this company, this model gives us. So I freaking love that, brother, like really love it. What was the third freedom?
Earning.
What does that mean?
That means we have six levels or six ways to earn money. So I love my team bonuses on Friday, I love my finance rebates. On the 10th of every month, I still throw down and sell a few deals my own. And of course, we get our overrides. But if you don't know the model, dig in, talk to your sponsor, and understand that you should be getting six paychecks a week.
100%. I teach this every single day. Walk into your office manager, your manager, your supervisor, and say, hey, unless I'm misunderstanding, I only get paid when I sell. What other ways can I earn a check today without me actually doing physical work? And you're going to see them, right? Literally, I teach this all the time. They're like, they're going to say nothing. I'd be like, exactly. That's the difference between what I'm going to call a better model and the archaic old way of doing it. He just touched on it quickly. We get paid when we personally sell. We make the lion's share of the money. On a typical 10 kilowatt system, what we're seeing nationwide is between 8 and 11 grand. That is usually 3 to 4 times what any other company makes. That right there is a mic drop. It's bigger than that, though. It's bigger than that. You're going to get money if you decide to build a team. And that's not for everybody. That's what we're focusing on today. You're going to get overrides every single month when they have installs. Some of these installs, by the way, are nationwide that I've never even touched. I've never even talked to the client. I wasn't even there. And yet I'm going to make a lot of money weekly that comes in from that. You're going to get money for the finance rebates. To my knowledge, and you've been around longer than I have, we're the only company doing this. Every other company does get financing rebates. They just happen to go to the owner. That's when the owner's driving a Lambo, right? Those financing rebates do not go to the owner. They go to the people that sold
the
job.
That's the fallacy of the red light model. You're correct, Aaron.
100%. And our average, what I can only speak of my averages, my truth, we're seeing about between $800 and I don't know, $1,200 per deal for a financing rebate. So on top of the 9, 10, 11 grand I just made, I make an extra 12 if they decide to use one of our lenders. I personally am having about 80% of our clients do that. The other 20 are cash, right? It just keeps going and going. And that's really what he touched on. Once you get your head out of the sand, sorry for being real, it's uncensored, and you see it. I tell people every day, and I know you laughed last time I told you, once you see it, you can't unsee it. You can't unsee it.
That's such a mic drop, Aaron.
It is. I refuse
once you
to work
see
for
it,
free.
You can't unsee it.
You can't. I tell people all the time, I'm going to give you nightmares. I'm going to give you nightmares. Because they'll say, I'm happy. Well, I'm happy where I'm at. I say, good. I only talk to happy people. But if you watch this video, if you hop on a Zoom with me and you see what we're about, you will not sleep, my friend. You just won't. It's a law. It's proven. Sorry, man.
You're cracking me up. I love it. And then the last freedom, of course, is significance, right? I personally believe that happiness is a transaction. It comes and goes. Wealth as well. But the difference you make in this life, the difference you leave with the four kids and three grandkids, this earth on 5,000 people or 500 or 300 or 10 people you employ, Oh man, that's the greatest gift. Of all the freedoms, that's my favorite.
Yeah. Let's talk about follow through.
Yep.
And more importantly, your commitment for those who are like, that's not a C. Your commitment and follow through. What does that mean? Tell us more about that.
It means that before you hire somebody, essentially, I'll group the last couple C's together. You should put a plan together, right? You should assume that they're coming on board. You've already figured out the why. You put a 100-day plan together. And there's a little bit of secret sauce I'm sharing with you and the team, Aaron. Cynthia Chope, man, props to her. She used to run Hawaii for me. Now she's chief of staff on my team. She works with everybody before they're hired and says, what's the 100-day plan? What meetings are you going to attend? How many deals are you going to sell? What's the accountability partner, right? So big, not secret, but if you're good at this is that you've already hired them before you offer them the link, right? Because they already see and have manifested the first 100 days. And that's really key. And Aaron, I'd love for you to build on this because you're a master at this. Your first deal needs to happen like in your first week. Your first successes need to build on your second and third and fourth successes, right? It has to be momentum. It has to be, we signed up for a deal and in 100 days, we were going to say this. And you know what? It's like going to the gym. You going to be there? You'll be there. All right. Let's go work out.
Yeah. What I love about that, man, is you and your organization, you're tailoring that 100-day plan. It's unique to each person. And I teach this a lot too. Everybody has different goals, right? Like someone who joined my organization that's looking to make, I don't know, $5,000 a month, they're going to be plugged into our group coaching.
Right.
Like they're going to be on our team meeting, our role plays and things like that. They don't need much. That is an easy number. I will get them there in my sleep and as will they. And I know that's cocky. It's the truth. Versus someone, it's Aaron, I want to get this thing to six figures a month. They now become a favorite on my phone. Their 100-day plan, their 100-day journey is going to look very different than someone looking to make $60,000 a year. And so I applaud you for that because that's real leadership. You need to know the vision, the end game, so that you can lead and help that person get there. It's key, like really, really.
Yeah,
key.
Aaron, and again, I think we covered the 10 C's. I put the last three together on that statement, and thanks for bracketing that. If you're a father or a mother, if you've ever had kids, your kids are all different. You might have a giraffe, an elephant, a shark. You might have a raccoon or a rabbit, but you love them all, but you love them differently. And when you recruit, you have to manage them differently, right? When you lead them, you have to manage them differently. My oldest daughter is my favorite. She's adopted. She's 30-something. She owns a roofing company with power. I'm going to treat her differently than I treat my second daughter and my third daughter and my son. And my youngest son is 5, by the way, so he's already saying he's going to take over the business. So I'm just being straight with you.
Love that, too.
But yeah, it's very important, Aaron. It's very insightful. Thank you.
Yeah, one of the questions I ask, and I get a lot of flack for this, I really do, and I'll challenge anybody. It is what it is. It's served our organization very well. One of the questions I ask people, we do an onboarding call, we do a welcome call, but I ask, Emmett, real quick, what do you need to make a month for this journey with power to be a win for you and your family? And then I shut up. I really do. I shut up because I've learned I don't want to plant my seeds, my vision. This is a 7-figure a month business for me. Like 100% concrete. I will sing it. I you couldn't deter me from that vision, from that belief. I see it. I can feel it. For other people, though, it's my example. It's 60 grand a year. It's 10,000 a month. It's 50,000 a month. I am going to lead each of them differently. So in the slack I get for this is why you just met Emmett. Why would you ask him about his income? I can't lead him if I don't know where he wants to go. I can't. For those that aren't on the video podcast, what are you doing with your hands?
I'm doing shaka bra.
I love it. I love it. Anything else I should have asked you that you believe would benefit our audience?
Aaron, I'll ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
So if there's one thing you could start today that you would look back a year from now, what would it be and why?
It's what I said earlier, man. It was that mastermind yesterday, that coaching session with Jesse Lee Ward. I have not until today, and that changes today, sharing the culture of our team with the universe, with people who are not on the team yet. So many people are drawn to that, and we kept it private. Our culture is amazing, and we keep it in-house, and yet we weren't sharing that message. Shame on me. I never even thought that. And Jesse Lee really challenged me on that yesterday. So that would be arguably my biggest mistake I made in my first 12 months, the last 12 months of being at Power, was keeping that team aspect too quiet. We're playing to win. I need to share that message, and I'm going to sing it. What about you? Looking back over your last year of leaning in, what's one change, transition you would have made?
Saying no to the right things.
What, tell us more. What does that mean?
I'll tell you, often we get distracted with a shiny object, personally or professionally. And it's okay to say no, not now. And being in my 50s now, I say no a lot more than I did in my 40s or 30s or 20s. Don't get distracted by shiny objects. That's it.
Fact. I'll add on this and I'll close on it. Well, I say no a lot more to people than I say yes. And I love that. I really do. Anytime you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. And so that mindset has really helped me. I'm transparent with it. In terms of opportunities, the more successful you are, the more opportunities you're faced with, you're pitched, you're around by changing your circle. One thing that has served me very well over the last decade is what I call business synergy. If I have a business like Power, which is new to me, this is my baby. I've only been here 12 months. This has 90% of my focus every single day. If I'm going to do something else, it needs to bleed into what I'm doing here at Power. Like that is a test I have. And I can answer that usually very quickly. It doesn't bleed in, doesn't fit what I'm doing, doesn't fit my big rock. I'm good. Emmett, let's talk again in 6 months. And I'm out. Like it's that simple. Looks like you grabbed a book. Was there something you wanted to show?
Shameless plug. I think you should get Tim Ferriss on the show. I bet you come on board. Great guy. Change your life. Read that book. 100 interviews of people that have been successful. 11 questions. Aaron, I appreciate you very much.
Yeah, Emmett, how do people get in contact with you? You're one of the top mentors on our company, so you can help them close deals. How do people find you?
Oh, that's easy. I mean, I have a website. It's redemptionenergy.com. And my email is emmett@redemptionenergy.com. And you want my cell phone? It's 805-234-5276. 805-234-5276.
Wow, I did not think he was going to do that. He might make me edit that out later. We'll see.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
I love that, man. Dude, you're the people's champ, man. You really are. That's freaking cool. I will not do that. yeah, really. I will not do that. So if anyone asks,
this is your room, buddy.
No, hell no, man. That's awesome, man. I applaud you for that and willing to pay it forward like that. For those of you listening, hopefully you got nuggets. Emmett, not only does he have a track record of success, but he comes from contribution. You can see it. His heart is huge. He's here to help people. He's here to lead from the front. If you guys got value from today, reach out to him. Please like, review, share this podcast, whether traditional or the YouTube version. We hope each and every one of you have a fantastic day. Be good, be great, and God bless. Emmett, thank you from the heart, man. Appreciate you, sir.
Appreciate you too. Thanks all. Take care.